The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
We've all been in those situations where the topic of conversation is nothing we know about, but we'll still try to be a part by pretending that we do.
Oh, yeah. I've turned this into an art form.
You have. You, like, speak authoritatively over
authoritatively.
Thing.
Authoritatively. Just like that.
Wait, is that really?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. But see, I'll believe it
right. Because
I'm gullible enough to fall for it.
Because I say it authoritatively.
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 The whole key to it is confidence. It's confidence in listening. When you don't know, see, because a lot of times you'll know a little bit about a lot of different things and you'll catch headlines from something. And so if you're listening, you can then take the conversation, what people are talking about, and fill in the gaps with that little bit that you know. And then, like, nod and agree a lot, you know? So, like, it's not that hard to do, honestly.
Well, like you said, an art form.
Yeah.
A list was put together of the top things we pretend to know more about than we really do, and that includes home improvement.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You watch one or two DIY shows, you can chime in. Easy. You know, like, oh, yeah, you know, I think I'd use a retractable spanner on that one, Steve.
Parenting.
Oh, that's easy because everybody has an opinion on parenting, even if you're not a parent.
Like, well, that's true.
I mean, that's crazy. So that's like you just saw everyone in your life do it right or wrong, and then you can comment on that. And you can be as judgy as you want.
Yeah, it sounds like it's all comes down to judgment. Cooking.
Yeah, cooking is another one. There's so many cooking shows. That's the thing with all these TV shows. Why read a book? Like, you can watch enough TV to fill in all the gaps of what the things you need to learn.
Probably a lot of parents that are like, Timmy, don't listen.
Why read a book after you get out of college is what I meant. Like, go to college, read your books, and then after that, you're an adult. You can make your choices.
Well, and the last one, and I will admit to this one, is politics.
Mm.
I will throw a couple of names out there and say, whew. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Politics is one. You got to know the room. Because if you're in a room with a lot of people who aren't as political, it's easy to be the person that sounds like you know what you're talking about. But even if you don't. But if you're in a room with people that know politics and they're super passionate about it.
Really dumb.
They're going to call you on it. And that's where you just like pretend you got a phone call. I'm sorry, I need to take this. And you just step out.
Exactly.
Just peace out. It's going to be better for everybody. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have rules for a reason. It's to keep people in line, and when you step out of line, bad things happen, and that happens in our personal lives as well. We have unwritten rules, and we have written rules, and Lady Rock, you're getting ready to go into a new season of life where you might want to get some ground rules established.
Yeah, so I'm about to get my 9th roommate, and in the past, I have done where before someone moves in, we kind of just sit down together and we say, hey, let's talk about some things that are kind of a nuisance to me personally.
And doing it ahead of time that is really smart when it's not, the dishes are already piled up in the sink.
Exactly,
and then
you have to approach them about it. And see, I've done that too.
Right.
So I've done both sides and I've realized if you do it before they move in,
sure. It
makes things so much smoother. But I started thinking about, what are some of those rules? Like when you get a new roommate, what are some of those rules that you should have? I know one of the big things for me is like you were saying, if you got a dirty dish in the sink, just clean it or just put it in the dishwasher. It's right there by the sink.
It's not a big deal. Just rinse it out, throw it in there.
Like, right.
Don't even rinse it out. Just
like
get it in there.
Right. If it's a common, what do you call it?
Common
room?
Area.
Yeah. Like keep it clean. I don't care what you do in your room. But
yeah, absolutely.
Common areas, let's keep it clean.
And so you're having a friend move in that you've become friends with. And so that can make another dynamic dicey too, because you can be friends and going out and having a good time. But then when you live together, people live very differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something too that you want to discuss on the outset, you know.
Right, exactly.
I'm curious for you, like, what are your roommate rules? Like, you know, like, have you done that? Maybe you did it in college, or maybe you're doing it now.
Or maybe you realized there was a rule that you should have put down.
Yes. Yeah. That, you found out the hard way the rule that you need to have, that you're going to have next time. You know, it's funny because we're talking about the girl that, that Betty's going to move in with. I'd love to know that girl's rules.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, she might say something that I'm like, dang it.
She might have no idea what she's in for, honestly. We've always thinking that, like, Betty's awesome. Like,
hey,
oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. If you put that in your phone, make it a favorite, and you can get right through. So I'm really curious about your roommate rules. What would you or did you establish?
So for you, Melanie, what is that for you? What's that rule you had to establish with your roommate?
Well, it was more of a rule she had to establish with me.
Oh, really? Okay. I like where you're going. I appreciate your honesty.
I grew up with three sisters. I'm one of four. And we're all very close. We're a very close family. And we use the bathroom with the door open.
No, you don't.
And So it is totally fine in my family culture.
That had to be a conversation that this girl never in a million years would have imagined she would have to have with another adult.
She was my best friend. Like, best friend for like 10 years plus. So we're super, super close, like a sister. And I used the bathroom with the door open. She was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm talking to you about my day, duh.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude and stop the conversation. No, you know what? You can put a pin in it and we'll come back to it. Gavin is newly married, and I'm curious, Gavin, like, now looking back on it, are there any rules that you wish you had established early on in your marriage before you guys moved in after you got married?
Definitely wish we had established, we're still trying to establish this one, but the equal division of leftovers.
Okay.
Or things like cereal, or if we get a 12-pack of Kogi, split it down the middle. Everyone gets half. And I would say that one of us, not me,
yeah,
takes a little more than half.
Oh, really?
Every once in a while. Oh. Except for like cereal. I devour cereal.
Yeah. But it drives me crazy, like, when somebody in my house, who shall remain nameless, will, like, take the last of something. And, like, you had in your head, you were like, I was saving that. I'm going to eat that. It's going to be so good. And then you get back, and it's gone. This happens with roommates, too.
But was it... Did you tell that person that you were planning on eating that?
I didn't think I needed to, honestly.
I do think that that's an unwritten rule,
yes,
that you don't have to talk about is,
yeah,
the halvesies.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, and how would you keep track of who had more cereal than the other? Or how do you specify the leftovers? Like, do you split it in the middle, put it in separate containers? Like, how do you know?
We don't do that. And you're right that there probably are ways to, you know... But you don't want to, like, you know, get out your scale and weigh it out so that you're...
Sounds like you might,
you might have to. You might have to really go to some drastic measures here, Gavin. We do cereal. Like, my wife, I know my wife would have loved to establish a rule early on. If you open cereal and you start eating it, you have to finish that box before you open another one. Because I get down to the last little bit, and I don't want to finish the last little bit. Because then when you pour it in, all the crumbs go in, and it ruins the milk. And so I just throw that out, and I open a new box. That is heresy to my wife, you know, and it's like, and so I guarantee, like, we've had more discussions about that over the last 29 years. So I guarantee you that's a rule that she really wishes she had established, or maybe just gone a different direction with the marriage. Hey, who's this?
This is Princess. How are you?
What's up, Princess? That's weird. That's what I call Gavin, too.
No, he doesn't.
What's up, girl?
So, unless your name is on leftovers, they're a free-for-all.
Even if you're married?
Yes.
Really? Okay, because, like, I get that at work. You have to name everything at work, or some, like, refrigerator thief is going to eat
it. Don't even get me started.
I won't, because this has happened to me.
Cake live on forever.
In your refrigerator, it has to have a name on it, or... Just don't expect it to be there when you get back.
What if it was something that was more yours than theirs? Like, you, like, say you had gone out to dinner and you ordered something and you brought it home and it was your dish. It wasn't like a casserole that you shared. That should just be yours by the sake of the fact that you were eating it at the restaurant, right?
No.
Wow.
What in the world?
We have a thing in my house where, like, my wife doesn't want a whole soda ever.
but she always wants the first sip of mine. And so if I ever open a soda, I open the soda and I instantly hand it to her and she gets the first sip. And if I don't, she looks at me like, what's going on? Are we in trouble? Are we having problems?
Are we having a disagreement right now?
Do we need to get a counselor? What's going on?
She has trained you well.
Yeah, she has trained me well. That's very true. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's The Wally Show.
So the search for survivors in the Surfside condo collapse enters its seventh day, and it's slow going because they're having to be very methodical because officials have stressed this is still a rescue, not a recovery effort. So that's good. You know, in other building collapses, people have been pulled out 15, 20, 30 days even alive, which is it's
hard
amazing.
To believe, yeah.
Yeah, and he says they're not giving up hope. They're still hopeful, you know, and so that's a good thing. But the extreme heat in many parts of the country's experiencing is affecting the rescue efforts as well. The teams are dealing with tough conditions as they try to rescue people. So I love seeing people come to their rescue. Like, so in the midst of any tragedy, there are all these fringe stories that start to pop up that show some goodness and humanity and kindness. And so people are showing up with all kinds of foods and drinks for the rescuers who are pulling like 12-hour shifts.
Oh, that's
and so,
awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Like one lady showed up with takeout boxes of fried chicken, French fries, and deep fried Oreos. Like, because I know they're feeding them there, but they're not feeding the rescuers deep fried Oreos.
Right?
You know?
I'm always up for that.
Yeah, another couple hired a food truck to serve 350 meals that are being distributed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like next level thinking too. And this person said, we appreciate it that so many people are coming by with so much food. Somebody just brought 50 Big Macs.
I love that. And here's the thing too, what I love. I love that it's happening. You know, Mr. Rogers always said, you know, look for the helpers.
Yeah.
But what I hate is that you won't see this on TV.
Right.
You won't see any of that.
I haven't seen this story yet.
Right. All you'll see is the negative, but it's so hopeful to hear the good in it all.
Because there's also, in addition to the rescuers, there are loved ones that have flown in and they're kind of waiting there to see what happens.
I can't imagine.
So here's what I really love, though, is that churches nearby are getting involved as well. Mm-hmm. They are also bringing food and water and supplies to people, which is great because you're meeting that physical need and that's your point of entry to talk to somebody. And then this is the best part is because the food is great, but if churches are down there and pastors are down there, they can actually speak to the spiritual help that people need as they go through this. Because people will turn their eyes to God in these situations to try to make sense out of the senseless. Mm-hmm. And it's good that the churches are there as a part of this rescue effort as well. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I got into a conversation the other day through email that was a big conversation for a simple request. And it made me kind of process it a little bit. And I want to get your thoughts on this. There was this girl that had emailed, hey, Wally, can you please help me? I'm a 12-year-old girl and I'm really scared to tell my parents that I want to get saved. And I just don't know how. Like, oh, wow. Like, there's so much going on here. Like, why are you nervous to tell your parents? I don't know the situation going on behind that, you know. And you know, I'm really need help with this. I'm begging you, please. And it's kind of like, how do you, because she doesn't know how to get saved, you know. And so how do you lay out the plan of salvation for somebody in a quick email, you know, kind of thing?
And at 12 years old.
Yeah, to where it's not too much, because there's a tendency to throw all the then rules that you have to do afterwards, you know? It's like, okay, and then we don't want to drink, we don't want to smoke, we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that, you know, and all the litany of that, that then takes away from what salvation actually is and what it truly is about. Like, all of that other stuff is behavior modification that should come as an extension of the salvation experience. But so many times we flip that around and we start with what you're not supposed to do anymore versus just the base level of what is salvation and what does that mean for you in your life.
And it's about a relationship, right? But how do you convey that as a grown man to a 12-year-old girl in an email?
Quickly.
Quickly. Yeah. Exactly, too, because you know she's in school having to read a lot of papers and, you know, you don't want to see this whole dictionary on things. How do you simplify that?
So that's what I'm curious about. We'll have this conversation with you and get you to weigh in and get your thoughts. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the simplest way, within just a few sentences maybe, because sometimes that's all you have, to explain the process of salvation to someone? So maybe you got some thoughts on this. I'd love to hear them. 855-33-WAY-FM. What would you say?
Well, I work with kids at my church, usually first through sixth grade, somewhere around in there. And I always try to simplify it with ABC, accept, believe, and confess. And then go on to tell them what, you know, sin is and that we're all sinners and what Jesus did for us.
I like making it simple with like an acronym, like doing your ABCs, accept, believe, and confess. I remembered it. Look at that. It's working on a 52-year-old child. How would you do that?
We always use a chair. You know, once you believe that that chair is going to hold you up and transfer all of your faith into Jesus, that's when you're saved. It's not just about believing in Jesus. It's believing on Jesus. So once you believe that chair will hold you up, and you know it will when you sit on it, that's what you do for your salvation, is you believe 100% in Jesus and on Jesus.
Yeah, I think that was the key for me in talking with this girl. Like, again, a real quick email exchange. And I was like, you know, like, believing in Jesus is one thing, but believing he is who he says he was and that he is the Son of God and that he did die for your sins, those are kind of the real important keystones inside of that. Well, I got you down, Stacy. I appreciate you helping us today.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Gavin, air fryer, yay or nay, do you have one?
I don't.
Gavin?
We used to, but we could never figure it out, so we sold it.
I have been on the fence on getting one. I'm like, because I started looking into it for like, okay, wings or french fries, and then they're like, okay, and you put all your french fries in this basket, and in 40 minutes, you'll have fries. I'm like, my oven does that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was like, some of the things were not like miraculously fast, and so I'm like, I don't know, maybe not. But then, this recipe might get me off the bench, it might get me into an air fryer. Okay, I saw this the other day. Get a pen. Here's an easy dessert you can make.
Oh, dessert?
Yeah. Gavin's already got his phone out.
Here we go.
Okay, so a can of crescent rolls, okay?
Okay.
So good start. Everyone loves a good crescent, right? Oreo cookies, yes, and yes, who doesn't love Oreos?
Wow.
You can use single stuff, you could use double stuff, you could use flavored, it doesn't matter, just Oreos are great. So then you take the Oreo, you wrap it in a crescent roll and make it really tight, get all the air out and just kind of make it like form-fitting to that Oreo. And then you put it in your air fryer and you bake it for 4 minutes at 350. Gavin's still writing down. Yeah, 4 minutes. Then you turn them over like for a minute or two until they're golden brown. Then top with powdered sugar. And you have like a chocolate croissant that you would kind of get in France without going to France.
What? Okay. So are you going to bring in the air fryer and make this for us? Because I'm all for it and I'm in full support.
It sounds really good, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious if we can get our boss, Ron, to buy an air fryer.
Like, hey.
We might need one. We might need one for the station, for the show. It's a bit. Yes, it's a bit.
There we go.
We do it as a bit
and
a segment for the show.
Right?
We can write that off. Gavin, I like where your head is going. But I'd be real curious if anybody gets an air fryer or has one and they try this recipe let us know like how it worked out. Because now we're just salivating and dreaming because none of us poor people
hungry.
Have an air fryer. And Gavin didn't think think about us when he sold his air fryer.
Oh, I didn't
Did
know
you
about
know
that.
Us when you sold it?
Yeah.
Come on, Gavin! You're the worst.
Why?
I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
For King and Country has a ton of great music. We know songs like Amen, Together, and now I'd almost consider this one a classic God Only Knows.
Oh, for sure.
God only knows what you've been through.
They are so good, man. Like, when they first started doing stuff, like, they sounded like nobody else. And now it's you know you're really good when other people start to emulate you and your style. And they're awesome.
They're always surprising. And they're coming out with they're working on their fourth album.
Yeah.
So we're going to get any more music anytime here soon. And apparently, even when this song plays, even like toddlers are starting to sing along with it based on this video I watched
it's
on Facebook.
It's very catchy for sure.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So this, how old do you think this kid is? Maybe
this kid
two?
cannot be older than two.
I'm not sure if he says God's runny nose. So it kind of sounds like that, but it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Like he's in there. It's funny too because I saw the video and the kid. At one point, he looks like he's in church. His face is like just like his eyes are closed and he's just going for it, man. Yeah,
that's
it was
so
super cute. But you know what? It really does underscore our kids are listening.
Oh yeah.
Listening all the time. They're always being influenced. And so that's the reason, like, having Christian radio on all the time, in the car, at home, or whatever, it's putting these messages into their little souls, even at this age, and it's getting in there. I mean, you hear it.
Yeah.
Sure, hear it.
Yeah, does he know what God only knows means right now? No, but you're setting that tone with your kids of, you know, these messages and the truth of God becoming that thing that's ingrained in them from an early age. So I love that. That's going to make the boys and for King and Country feel really good, too.
Yeah, and maybe they need to actually produce a song called God's Runny Nose.
God's Runny Nose is pretty good. I might actually do that as a parody. So there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock is single, and she noticed, she was talking to me the other day and kind of noticed something that is an advantage or something maybe even unfair that happens for, you know, married folks.
A discrimination, if you will.
Sure, if you will, yes.
So my current roommate, she's getting married next month, and she recently had a shower, a bridal shower. Congratulations.
Didn't feel that.
But at 36, I've been to multiple showers.
Sure.
I've bought multiple gifts for people.
Sure.
Yet have I ever had my own shower?
No.
No, I have not. And so I just think there should be something about a single person getting a shower.
Because basically, when you just agreed to get married, so, hey, great, good for you.
So you found love and you get all
and
these
people
new
give
appliances.
You stuff. Okay, so this
That's
isn't
not fair.
You're not bitter so much as you are curious. It's
That's
a quandary.
Right. Yes, I'm looking for justice. I'm speaking up for those who can't speak up.
As bitterness. Okay, okay, well, what is your solution to it? What do you pose?
I pose that single people have a shower.
Okay.
Like, now, of course, it can't be a bridal shower, but it could
sure.
be a yay, you're still single at 36, okay. Shower.
But now, you should only get one of those, because in fairness, you should only get one bridal shower. So
does that mean if I get a shower now as a single, then if I do get married, I can't have a bridal shower?
No, you can have a bridal shower, but I just don't want you every week going, I need another single shower. Hey, here's my list. Here's where I'm registered. You're like, okay, we get it, Rock.
I mean, I would like to register. Yeah. I haven't had my shower.
What would you register for as a single shower? Like, what do you need?
You know, there was some recent talk about an air fryer. I wouldn't be against it. Like, and you talk about making single meals. It's hard to cook for one.
Yeah.
But with an air fryer, you could just fry up whatever.
Yeah.
Pickles.
Okay. All right. You know what? It's not the craziest thing in the world. It's close, but it's not the craziest thing in the world. 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe you are single like Betty, or maybe even newly single, and you think, you know what? I deserve a shower, a single shower.
Mm-hmm. And if so, what would you register for? It could be anything.
Rock thinks she deserves an air fryer, you know? and maybe she does. I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM. Feel free to weigh in on this. I'd love to get your thoughts. 855-33-WAY-FM.
So, Carrie, if you had a registry for being single, what would you put on that registry?
Honey, I have a registry. I turned 50 this year, and I always said in my 30s, if the good Lord doesn't bring me somebody by the time I'm 50, I'm having myself a shower. And so I registered for those gifts, and I invited my friends, and I invited my family, and we had a party.
Really?
That's
so
awesome.
I just want to encourage you. Yeah, I just want to encourage you that I've made it all the way to 50. I have to remember every day that God is in control, and I know that He's bringing me my special person. But in the meantime, girl, you get your air fryer.
So, Kristen, what would you register for your single shower?
I called because I have been trying to find where I need to give this air fryer to. It's brand spanking new, just out of the box, never used, still in the plastic wrap. I know who to give it to now.
Yeah, because Betty said she wanted to register it for her single shower for an air fryer.
It's an Emeril Lagasse Air Fryer Pro. I'm looking at 6 quarts. I could drop it off. I'll figure it out.
What? My shower's already starting.
I know. This is great. You have no idea how happy she is right now.
Kristen, you're my first guest.
So, Kristen, where do you live? So I just kind of have an ETA on the air fryer.
Richardson is between Plano and Dallas.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, because we do the show out of Nashville. So you're going to have a little bit of a trip, you know. But you know what? Nashville is a great place to come visit, and I think you can carry on the air fryer.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm either going to be driving soon, or I'll ship it to you. How about that?
Well, it might be pretty expensive.
And we'd love to see you. Just hop on a plane. It should be easy.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and if you watch the news for 5 minutes, you know it can be a little heavy. That's why we do good news, giddy up, some more positive stories that are happening in the world today. We're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good news, giddy up, go!
So Honda unveiled this new device. It's for the visually impaired people to get around easier while walking, and it sounds really cool. So it's these little sensors that you pair with an app on your phone. They clip to each shoe, and then they track your pre-planned route, and they vibrate when it's time to turn left or right.
That is so cool.
Right?
I love that idea. I could use that.
It's a great idea.
And I'm not even visually impaired. I just get lost a lot. Like, this would be so good.
And I'm directionally challenged.
Yeah, and
so,
I get lost between here and the office. Like, so, like, that would be fantastic. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
Before I worked here, I worked at a shoe store, so this story is a little bit sad for me. But a shoe store in Canada just closed down after 85 years. But
How long did you work at the shoe store to be this passionate about shoes?
3 months.
Okay,
maybe,
He's like, but that was my life, man. It's my life. I feel this.
I love shoes. And the store closed down after 85 years, but the owners might have found a big payday on their way out. They were cleaning the place up this month, and they found this hidden door to a room they didn't know about, which is cool in any situation. And they actually found 400 pairs of vintage shoes from the 1960s. Uh-huh. They're all in mint condition, so hopefully they can maybe sell them off for some
cool
big money.
That'd be great. Yeah, my luck, they'd all be Crocs.
Yeah.
Great. And finally, a little bit of good news. There was a lady looking to adopt a pet from a shelter, and she goes in to adopt a pet, and she finds the dog she lost 2 years ago.
What?
Well, bless its heart.
I know, isn't that crazy? So the dog got away from her, I guess, and then the pet shelter found it. They did adopt it out. This is back in 2019.
Oh.
They adopted it out, but the family had to bring it back because they were facing eviction.
No.
So the dog is back, and then the lady comes in, and she sees it's her dog, and they are reunited.
But she was going to replace him.
probably already had. But now she has them again. Like, she has two dogs now. So good.
I don't know. Seems a little sus.
Or what
me.
If the dog had, like, run away and, like, great, you're back. Wait, no, we're undoing Good News Giddy Up. Brock, you sent me down that road. There's your Good News Giddy Up with a minor tweak at the end. Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this, skip, and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child as well as other children in the community get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
I love to see when celebrities like pop star and actress Ariana Grande, they use their money for good by helping others.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of it, and so it is cool when they give back.
So in a recent social media post, Grande stated she would be giving away $1 million worth in free therapy.
Okay. All right. Because like normally you think of a contest like you're going to win $1 million. You're like, yeah, right. That's great. Or donate $500,000 to a charity. That is right. Fascinating.
So I looked into it and...
And you signed up.
So you simply, all you have to do is go to the website that she posts in her post and you just sign up and that's it.
Really?
That's all you have to do. Right. But in the post, she stated, quote, I want to do this in hopes of inspiring you to dip a toe in to feel okay and asking for help and to hopefully rid your minds of any sort of self-judgment in doing so.
Okay.
I think a lot of people out there think, like, I'm looking at one.
You're looking right at me.
That thinks therapy is maybe for the weaker.
No, it's not it. It's not weaker, just other. It's
okay.
For other.
Okay,
Therapy is for other people.
But I think we all know mental health plays a very valid role in your life. And of course, Ariana Grande knows this firsthand, because I don't know if you remember this or not, but back in 2017 when she was doing a show in Manchester, England, that was when that big shooting happened. So I'm sure she's carried that guilt with her. And what an awesome way to, not that she should feel guilt for it, but what an awesome way to redeem that situation and find something positive in it. The process is simple. Like I said, applicants, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist for one free month. And then if you choose to keep going with your therapist, you get the second month at 15% off.
That's cool. And she's front loading all the costs of that for people. I think that's a really cool idea, giving something
good,
away.
Good, because I already signed you up.
Thank you. I'm going to need more than one free month, that's for sure. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are going to give you a chance to win a prize right now with our five-second game. So Betty Rock and I are going to take each other on to determine who will take you on ultimately. And so the way it works is Gavin gives us a category. We have 5 seconds to name three things inside of that category. And it sounds like super easy, but the minute you hear the clock ticking... I caught my breath. I got tense. Like, and it just feels like time is evaporating on you. So, Betty Rock and I both panic under pressure like this. So, Rock, would you like to go first or second, ladies' choice?
I'd like to. I appreciate that. I think I'll let you go first this time.
Perfect. That's what I wanted her to do.
No, well, wait. No. Because then you want me to think that that's what you think. But really what you're thinking is that I don't want you to think what I'm thinking that you're thinking.
Well played. What? I understood all of that. All right, Gavin.
What in the world?
I'm
Are you hitting
first.
The timer or am I hitting the timer?
I'll hit the timer. I'll
okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Wally, name three hairstyles.
Pompadour, a bouffant, and flat top, and beehive. There you go.
You don't do four. You do three.
I do four just in case somebody has a problem with, like, pompadour.
I have a problem with you bragging.
No, it's not that. It's just sometimes there is things open for debate. So one point for Wally right now.
Nicely done.
You'd be taking me on, but Betty Rock, you got a shot. What do you got?
Okay. I'm going to see if she can get this one. Okay. Betty, name three chicken restaurants.
Chick-fil-A, KFC, and...
What would be the third?
Chicken
Bar. I don't
know.
What? Oh, man.
I don't know.
There's Popeyes.
Zaxby's.
Raising
yes.
Church's Chicken.
And food is your right in your wheelhouse.
I know. I thought I was serving that one up for
I know.
Her.
I did. I thought that was really
okay,
easy.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, Gavin, give me another one.
I thought that the last one would be easier. I think you might get this one easily now, though. Name three types of golf clubs.
What?
A putter, driver, and sand wedge.
Do you want to name a fourth one?
To be honest, though, like I thought the chicken restaurants would be your version of that question.
Okay.
Like, I definitely kind of thought that was yours.
All right. Well, Betty Rock cannot win. I just sealed the victory right there.
Oh, she did.
She couldn't even tie. Yeah, so that means you are taking on this brain. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to take me on in a little five-second game, we'll do that right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Welcome to the five-second game. Gary, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. If I could choose a new name for myself, I would go with Gary.
Oh.
Very manly, very confident.
Yeah, I like that name.
Regal.
Solid. Like, Gary's a guy you can trust.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, Gary, so the way this is going to work is Gavin is going to give us a category. You and I are going to take turns ping-ponging back and forth on different things that fall into this category until one of us can no longer do it or we repeat one that has already been said, okay?
Yep.
And I'm going to let you go first because you are our guest. And so, Gavin, what is our category?
Our category is cheeses.
Oh, no.
I want to see how far we can get into cheese today.
Okay. All right, so cheeses. Here we go. Let's get cheesy with it, Gare. What do you got? Go.
Gouda.
Brie.
Swiss.
Provolone.
American.
Pimento. Pimento.
Cheddar.
Oh. That's what I was thinking of. Come on now. Mozzarella.
Nice.
Pepper Jack.
Colby Jack.
Colby Jack, no such thing. Come on, but I'll go with Colby.
No, I'm counting Colby Jack. I get that all the time at the store.
Yeah, there is a Colby Jack.
I'll go with plain Colby.
Gavin has to look this up.
I do have to look this up because I always get Colby
That's
Jack
That's going
to
give Wally more time to think
Colby
about
Colby cheese
it.
Is definitely a thing.
Okay, Colby cheese is a thing. So is it back to me?
Yeah.
Oh, a cottage cheese.
Nice.
Limburger.
I'm trying to think of all like those French aromatic. Blue cheese.
Oh, yeah.
White cheddar.
man, Wally.
Red cheddar.
Red cheddar.
No way.
You didn't say cheese whiz.
I ran out of cheeses. Gary, you have bested me today on the five-second game. You are cheesier than I am, good sir.
Perfect.
Oh, what's this? An email for me?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever want to email me, it's just Wally at WayFM.com. This one is about you, Gavin, from CJ. The subject, good God almighty. from time to time, we do things on the show that get stuck in people's brains because we mess with music, and that's kind of what this is about. Says this is more for Gavin, but I couldn't find his email. Every time I hear this song now, I think of Gavin's remix. He's referring to the Good God Almighty song by Crowder.
Good God Almighty.
Gavin had noticed something kind of ironic in the verse of this song and chose to play around with it a little bit. It sounds like this.
You showed up and patched me up like you do every time I get amnesia.
So that one part. Gavin cued in to, and it resonated with CJ. He says, in that beginning, the repeating amnesia line just stays with me, and I think about things you guys do during the day and puts a smile on my face. Aww. So that's nice. So this was Gavin's version right here.
You showed up and patched me up like you do every time.
See where it's going now. Yeah, you could have done that for a lot longer, yeah. but the joke landed, and yeah. So it landed with CJ. So if you ever want to email me again, just wally@wayfm.com.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're getting close. We're not there yet, but we are inching our way towards Friday, which means Flashback Friday, and you could have your song played by simply submitting your Flashback Friday entry. And what this is a song that you just have to hear that you haven't heard in a while. It takes us back a little bit. Test us a little. Try us. But the important thing is that the song means something to you, and you have a story that goes along with it. That's what we're looking for.
And we've taken some people that have had silly reasons for picking a song, some that are serious. It doesn't matter the reason. We want to know. It's easy to do. Just go to wayfm.com/Wally. You'll see a little option, a little tab that says Flashback Friday. All we need to know is your name, contact information, and your reason for picking the song. The song, we need to know that, which song you're going to choose. And even if it's bad, there's still a chance you'll get chosen. I mean, we have played some where I thought, please make it stop.
Because some songs sound dated, but the message is still true. And you mentioned serious ones earlier. Like, what about the softer side of Thousand Foot Crutch? Remember that band?
Yeah.
Their alter ego. They had Trevor McNeven, who is the frontman and really the genius behind both of them, had FM Static.
Yes,
and
I
so
love
that
both.
Was their softer side.
Take me as I am, because I'm going. I was too scared to start, and now I'm too.
Or maybe you want to go back and visit the genesis of pop music in the Christian genre with Crystal Myers. I don't think Betty likes this song. Your face looks all squinched up and weird, but I like it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad somebody does.
Yeah, it's empowering me.
Okay.
Hey, that's the thing, man. It's your song, your choice. You get to decide. We will play what you tell us on Friday with Flashback Friday. And like Betty said, you can sign up at wayfm.com/Wally.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.